This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We're now hours away before a planned summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Expectations for a major breakthrough at the June 16th summit are low, with ties between Washington and Moscow at their most strained in years. But both leaders say that they hope the Geneva meeting, their first in-person encounter since Biden became president, can lead to stable and predictable relations, even though they remain at odds over a lot of things from Ukraine to Syria. Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip, the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. The Israeli airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, and blaming the militant group for any act of violence emanating from Gaza. There was no immediate report of casualties. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence. The outgoing UN Special Envoy for Yemen has expressed deep regret to the Security Council that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties during the past 3 years. But Martin Griffiths said Tuesday that he hopes that the diplomatic efforts, especially by Oman, will bear fruit, despite painting a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country in his final briefing to the council. Griffiths said that the country is in the throes of the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, and people are forced to live under violence, insecurity, and fear, with limits to the freedom of movement, religion, and free expression.